All right, welcome everybody. So much to be said about current events. I'd just like to try to touch upon it quickly for everyone. Since the conflict in Israel began on October 7th, there's been 17,000 babies born, and many of them have been named after the communities such as Be'eri or Berry, Near, some have been named Oz, and it's just a testament to the longevity, and we keep the names alive, and we keep Klal Yisrael moving forward. And this is a model that I think we can reference back to Rabbi Sachs' words in Parshas Chayei Sarah, when he sees that his wife Sarah is no longer here and Yitzhak is not married. So he immediately goes ahead and prepares a burial plot for his wife, and he proceeds with getting Yitzhak married. And this is really the message Rabbi Sachs explains of continuity. The message of continuity is such that life must go on. And just recently, we heard about the release on Shabbos, going into Shabbos on Friday, the first wave of hostages. So we have 13 that came back, thank God, and 39 that were released. So the 13, what I was thinking about is that represents Echad, which is Achdus. That Echad is the Gematria 13. And that's Achdus is what Klal Yisrael has been experiencing this, since October 7th. And that's really what's keeping us strong. 50 is also a level of the opposite of Tumah. We say we were on the 49th level of Tumah. Now we're on the 49th level of Kabbalah Satorah. So maybe the 50th is really the clincher. And hopefully we will continue to have all the hostages released, the car of Mamish, as speedily as we can get them out, and that peace will be restored to Eretz Yisrael. And during this time frame also, there's been so many weddings. There's been Chayalim making Siyumim, 3,600 Chayalim putting on tefillin every day now. People observing Shabbos, even in Gaza, that no one would ever have imagined happening. So I just wanted to express that this is really profound, and perhaps you can find some reference to it in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Vayetze begins with Vayetze Yaakov v'Arshava v'Yelech Harana v'Yitzka v'Makom v'Yelon Shankiva Shemesh. That the opening of the Parsha begins by telling us the narrative of Yaakov leaving one place and going to another. But it concludes with the place Vayelech Harana. Why do we have to tell us about Harana? So the Ar HaChaim HaKadosh and also the Zohar HaKadosh refer to this as that when Klal Yisrael leaves the Be'er Shava, which is the Kabbalah Satorah, which is the Shavuot that we took upon ourselves of Nasa V'Nishma, then it, as a reference to the future, we incur Haron Af, we incur some form of disappointment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to recover, we start to daven. And when we daven, when we learn, we wait until the Gula arrives. And how do we create the Gula, the circumstances for the Gula to be present? That we take all of the different Avanim representing the 12 Shvatim, or maybe 12 different forms of opinion, and we coalesce them into one. And that represents the Achdus. This refers to the ability for us to rise to amazing levels. Just before this shiur, there was a four-year-old girl who was reunited with her father. She was in captivity with her mother. And she said, I dreamt that I was going home. And I don't know why this video hit me so hard. Maybe because I have girls. But when I heard this little girl say this, it really made a profound impact on me. And the father said, of course, you are home. And now, you know, we could enjoy so much the good times. I think that the word, we're always reaching higher, and we're always trying to get back. The malachim that were in this world are now being sent back up. And these are malachim, they're clearly malachim that are watching over the remaining chayalim, and those, of course, that were released, all the hostages, I should say. We continue, and where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the bracha, "Vinei nochi imach," I'm going to be there watching over you. "Ima nochi betzara," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when Hashem appeared to Moshe in a burning bush, why a burning bush? It would not be consumed. To show that even during a time of difficult circumstance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there along with us. "Ikatz Yaakov nishnatzo v'yachin achin yesh Hashem ha'makam hazeh v'nochi le'yadati." Yaakov wakes up immediately when he recognizes that Hashem is appearing to him. And this is so different than Paro, who goes back to sleep. This is so different than Achashverosh, who doesn't want to be bothered and only wants to sleep until he's awoken 365 times by the angel that governs sleep and wakes Paro up. Yaakov Avinu jumps, and that's different. Yaakov Avinu is sensitive to the Kedusha. And he says, Achen yesh Hashem ha-makom hazeh. I didn't realize Hashem is in this place. Anochi b'yadati. I didn't know. What does this mean? Rav Shimshon HaShapila, who was killed in 1648, 1649, by Yamach Shemo Chemonitsky and the Ukrainian mob pogroms. So he says that Achen, he sees the Aryeh, the Kruv, and the Nesher, which is the Rosh HaTevos of Aleph, Chaf, and Nun. He sees that there's a four cube in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees the king of the beasts, the lion. The Chaf stands for the cherub, like you see a two-year-old child or a young baby. The baby is so beautiful. And then you also see the Nun, which is Nesha, which is the eagle. But Achen, Yesh Hashem, HaMakom HaZeh, V'Anoch Le'edati, I had no idea that I, Yaakov Avinu, am also there. How do you know he's there? Because the Pasuk says, Anochi is also Aleph, is Aryeh, the Nun is the Nesher, the Chaf is the Krub, and the Yud is Yaakov. I didn't know that I, Yaakov, am there. So what's on the four-level cube? There's a picture of a lion, an eagle, the king of the beast, the king of the air, the bird. And then you have the cherub, which is a young child. And then you have the face of a tzaddik, which was the face of Yaakov Avinu. And then, as he says, Manor Makom HaZeh Kim Zebeis Akim Vezer Shar Shamayim, my great uncle, when he was trying to raise funds for yeshiva, he walked in and said, Kim Zebeis Akim, do you think Manor Makom HaZeh? You see the tissue papers on the floor, tables are in disarray, the yeshiva is not kept well. But rest assured, this is beyond what you see. This is a Shar HaShamayim. This certainly is a gateway to heaven. And then we know that Yaakov makes a neder, and in the neder he says that if the nasim lechem lechol begel lobos shabti yosham beis avi cholashatitem li asen asher lach. Yaakov Avinu is making a neder. We know we're not allowed to make a neder. So why is Yaakov permitted to do so here? The answer that Chazal give us is that Yaakov is not making a neder for himself. He was asking for the haftacha that his children should be able to witness the lechem lechol, which refers to lechem apanim, that remain fresh in the base of Mikdash from week to week and remain hot and warm. And then Begelobos does not refer to wearing a brioni suit, but rather to be able to see the Kohanim wearing the Big Day Kahuna. And the Shafti Rishon Beis Avi, that refers to all the people that are unaffiliated and disinterested in joining the ranks back into the fold of the Jewish nation, the beautiful Jewish community that we have, that has been so amazing and supportive during this difficult, challenging time. I just got a call, actually right now, while I was giving shiur. There's an effort right now to transport 50 duffel bags to Israel tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock at a Newark airport, and I'm working to see how we can arrange this transport. This is a no less a tremendous chesed that we all do. And then, v'chol ha'shatitan li, and whatever Hashem you give to me in the form of ashiras and wealth, it means nothing, says Yaakov, you know. I'm not looking for wealth. Aser asen olach. Wealth is determined not by how much you have in your pocket, but by the mitzvos and masim tovim and tzedakah that a person gives during his lifetime. The aser asenu, the maestros that you give away, that is your wealth. It's not the other way around, because wealth is fleeting. When you have the wealth and you give it toward maeser and you give it toward a cause, you know you're going to be helping and making a difference. That is the true definition of wealth. It's using your funds in a productive, positive way and not just simply to quench it, so to speak. A last thought I just wanted to tell you about Yaakov's personality, which we've been discussing so far, is that when he's confronted by Lavan at the tail end of the Parsha, he says something amazing. Yaakov gets very upset. And he's prepared to fight. And he answers. And then he speaks, what is my negligence? Mapishi, machatasi, kidalakta acharai, that you chased after me. This pasuk, I heard Rav Hershel Schechter give a share on this many years ago, is so profound because it goes through all the emotions that a person has, especially now when we're hearing so much news and it's so amazing. We don't know how to react, frankly speaking, to all of this. And so we're upset. We're upset. We want to fight. We want to argue. We want to answer back in a way that we would probably question ourselves afterwards. Could I have said that a little bit better and sharper? And so Yaakov teaches us, Vayomer Lalavan. When he finally opens up his mouth, he's not speaking from anger. He's not speaking in an argument way. He's not speaking in a dismissive way. He's speaking in a placid, clear, concise, structured, direct approach. And he's asking the questions. Mapishi, what is my negligence here? What is my sin that I may have done unintentionally that you chase after me this way? I think there's what to learn from Yaakov, his personality and his ability to suppress and to have a clear sense of direction. All of us are looking for that, especially in a very confusing world. And Yaakov teaches us in this sixth parasha how we can be grounded and be very effective in our conversations when we need to have them, such that we should only find success in the outcome of those discussions. We are hoping, God willing, that we should continue to hear Besuras Tovas out of Eretz Yisrael. And I wish everyone a successful week and to keep davening, to keep learning, because there are miracles that are happening in the tunnels and there are amazing stories that have yet to be told. But it's all because of our learning. It's all because of the Tehillim that we're saying. And it's all because of the fact that we are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomri Chasadim, and that we want to do good, and we are doing good. We should continue to do good, and we should continue to love, learn, and live Torah. Mordechai Palatzker wishing you the very best, and only Hatzlacha and Bracha this week forward, and every week going forward. All the best.